Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and you are in for a treat in our All-State Skyline studio. We have, from Indiana, right, Robert?
Yes, sir. Rolf
Feddersen Band. I've known you forever, but have I ever met you, Robert?
No, today's the first day.
So we're going to hear some live music from your latest CD, Pepper in His Heart, right?
Yes, definitely.
How long has the CD been out?
March 30th it came out, and we recorded it here in Chicago with Steve Albini.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
We're going to play the title track, and before you start it, why don't you introduce who you brought in with you tonight, your band members.
I brought in the one and only Ingrid Shimnosky on the violin from Oak Park.
Okay.
Oh, come on now. We have Rick Hainlein, a.k.a. Rick the Shadow, on acoustic guitar and bass guitar.
Okay.
We also have my lovely, beautiful wife, Terry Ann Feddersen, on vocals and percussion.
Hello.
Okay. You ready for a little bit of Pepper in His Heart?
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Really woke up one morning. He was craving him some spice. So he drove to the grocery store to pick up something nice. He was stealing habaneros from the produce bar. That old sack black one got a pepper in his heart, yeah, pepper in his heart. Old Zach Blackwood got a pepper in his heart. Pepper in his heart, yeah, pepper in his heart. Old Zach Blackwood got a pepper in his heart.
Hey!
Well, he started sweating bad and he was sweating up a storm. So we took off all his clothes to the grocery store. The fire chief came with the hose that he got, but he couldn't tame the flame. Pepper in his heart, yeah, pepper in his heart. Old Zach Blackwood got a pepper in his heart. Pepper in his heart, yeah, pepper in his heart. Old Zach Blackwood got a pepper in his heart. Heart. Really woke one morning, he was craving him some spice. So he drove to the grocery store to pick up something nice. He was stealing habaneros from the produce bar. Now old Zach Blackwood got a pepper in his heart. Really started sweating bad and he was sweating up a storm. So he took up all his clothes in the grocery store. The fire chief came with the hose that he got, but couldn't tame the flame from the pepper in his heart. Pepper in his heart, yeah, pepper in his heart. Blackwood got a pepper in his heart. Pepper in his heart, yeah, pepper in his heart. Old Zach Blackwood got a pepper in his heart.
There you go.
All right.
Pepper in his heart. You know, I was playing that this afternoon. And I want to know who's this old Zach Blackwood fellow.
So my buddy Zach Blackwood, he has a daughter named Pepper, and his daughter Pepper is the cutest little thing. At 4 years old, she has our record collection, and she knows the names of the bands that she likes and the songs that she wants to hear. So old Zach Blackwood, her father, was asking Pepper, "Pepper, what do you want to hear?" And she said, "I want to hear Whiskey Shivers, the band Whiskey Shivers." And then he said, "What song?" And a four-year-old enunciated Sisyphus. So that's the song that Pepper wanted to hear. I saw this video of my buddy and his beautiful daughter, and I just had to write a song for them. So that's where the song comes from.
I've known you for a long time.
Yes, since at least 1995.
You know, I'm really excited about some of these tracks you're going to play. But when I've written about you before, I like your detail in your eye. It's almost repertorial, kind of, and I don't like to drop names, but like of a John Prine type thing as far as people and sense of place.
Oh, boy.
Talk about where that comes from.
Well, you know, I think music is definitely the greatest escape, and I love to go to different places, and I love to meet different people, and I love to write about them. So I have a lot. I'm a people person, and I have a lot of just empathy for people, and I love meeting people, and I love stories. So when I go somewhere, and it's probably mostly somewhere kind of weird or strange, I have to write about it. And it's something that if I've experienced it or I know the person, it usually comes out in a song. So I appreciate that you say that about John Prine, because he is a true master of that. And just to be mentioned in the same sentence with John Prine is amazing.
Why is this like journalism and a repertorial eye as a way of singer-songwriter type music? I remember when, I think 2014, I talked to you. Tell the listeners a story about your morning milk route in downtown Gary.
Yeah, so...
I think I had an editor at the paper who didn't believe this story was true, but it really did happen. You were held up?
It's a true story. There's a police report and everything.
Yeah, I think we had to look for that now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a police report. But yeah, I got out of music for a while, and I love traveling and I love moving. So Terry Ann, my lovely wife, thought, you know, well, why don't you get a CDL and drive a truck? So... I said, yeah, okay. So I went and got a CDL, and I applied. The first place I applied was at a milk company, and I got the job. So I got a route, and it was in Gary, and everything was fine. And one day, I got held up, and it was pretty scary. It was pretty frightening.
During the day?
It was at 10 o'clock in the morning, right across from the Gary police station, directly across from the police station. I could see police cars. I could see there were people in the parking lot. It was definitely kind of surreal. But, so I got held up at 10 a.m. in the morning. And the guys, I thought that was it. I thought that the two guys, I thought, like, that this is it. I'm done. I talked to them about music. And I said, listen, I only do this crappy milk route to support my music habit. And I said, I don't know if any of you guys, you know, are into music or anything like that, but the guys let me go. And I immediately drove and parked my truck and quit the job and got back into music. I called my wife first, and I called Steve Albini to make a record.
You called Steve Albini? You told me you called him the next day?
I did, because I had decided I'm just getting back into playing music full time. And so that was the guy that I wanted to work with to make records. And before that, I always thought that, you know, I can get back into music anytime I want to. That gave me a sense of immediacy. Like, you know what? You don't have tomorrow. You've got today. So make the decision today. And I've never looked back. You know, it was a horrible circumstance to get me back into music. But it truly did get me back into music by being held up and thinking, okay, this is it. I'll never make another record again.
When you say you called Steve Albini, did you know him? I mean, you didn't. Did you have his number hanging around?
Yeah, or? You know, I did. I knew Steve Albini, and I met him through probably a friend of yours, through Steve Dahl.
You met Albini through Dahl, huh?
I did. I met Steve Albini through Steve Dahl. Steve Dahl played one of my demos of a song that I was trying to pitch to the Chicago White Sox. Called Winner Die Trying. Steve Albini was listening to Steve Dahl play this demo, and he called in and said, oh, I could record this way better. He did not like my recording of the song. Steve Albini didn't. So Steve Dahl hooked up a studio session with Steve Albini at Electrical Audio, and Steve Dahl went there. I went there. We set up. I had a drummer with me, and we recorded a tune called Winner Die Trying, which is one of the mantras for the Chicago White Sox.
Well, now, team. I asked you to do an audible. Could you play a little bit? Since we're the White Sox flagship station, could you just play a little bit of that?
Oh, you want to hear that riff?
Just a little bit.
Win, oh, die trying.
That's very South Side. That's very good.
Yeah.
I can't see that being played at Wrigley Field.
You know, it got played. Ed Farmer.
It's no Go Cubs Go. You know what I mean?
It's not. It's definitely no Steve Goodman.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. That's a little more of a hard rocker.
Did you grow up? Now, I remember talking to you. Did you grow up around Oak? I love the story about your parents worked at the Nabisco factory.
Nabisco.
So you guys, yeah. South Side.
Yeah, my mother was in the personnel department, which they'd probably call human resources now. And my father was an engineer at Nabisco. And they met at Nabisco. And they both worked there. And I still have an affinity for cookies to this day. I can't get enough cookies.
Okay, I think you want to take a call, Ro? Okay, we're going to take a call. Roby wants to say good luck.
Roby?
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, Roby, how you doing?
Doing great, brother. Doing great. It's good to hear you on the radio. Honest to goodness.
How do we sound?
Great. You sound great. You sound like you always sound. Ready to hit it.
Thank you, Roby. I appreciate that, my friend.
You bet.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
You too. I'll see you soon somewhere.
Yes, definitely. We hit the big time. Right. We're on GN now, Roby.
I know that, boy. That's something else, isn't it?
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So glad you're listening.
Right. You bet. Talk to you later, buddy.
Cheers.
Now, does Roby know Zach Blackwood?
You know, Roby might know Zach Blackwood. Zach Blackwood is one of the owners of a brewery, and Roby is a craft beer fan. Okay. So, so Roby vicariously knows Zach Blackwood.
Now, I was telling somebody yesterday, I think it's really unique. You mentioned the craft breweries. You said last year you did 170 shows, the majority at craft breweries. How does that work?
You know, here's the thing with the craft breweries is I think that a lot of people who are looking for different kinds of beer to drink, there's all kinds of different styles, stouts, imperial stouts, IPAs, pilsners, kolsches, all kinds of stuff. I would think that they'd be open-minded to hearing original music. And I was right. It's worked. And we do almost 99% of our shows at craft breweries. And we're huge fans of craft beer, and it's also an atmosphere that's a little more family friendly. It's not like a bar. Craft breweries are definitely like they close earlier too, which is kind of nice. But it's a more open atmosphere for original music. We don't get a lot of people that come to our shows and shout out Freebird or Slayer or anything like that. And a lot of bars, they want to hear covers. Yeah. So breweries, a lot of brewery craft beer people really enjoy original music, and we got to play at two great craft breweries today in Chicago, which was fantastic.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I want to talk more about that, so you guys don't go away, okay?
Nope.
All right, we'll be back with more on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. Are you there? I'm looking at you guys in the monitor. Robert?
Here, Dave.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So we're talking about craft brewery tours. You got anything coming up?
Boy, we have Jammin' with Save the Dunes in Michigan City.
Oh, that's a great gig.
Yeah, on June 1st, we're playing with the Waco Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago band, you know, John Langford.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
And Spencer Tweedy, Jeff Tweedy's son, has a band called The Blisters. We'll be playing with them as well. And another great band from Northwest Indiana, Steel on the Farm, is going to be rocking it. And from St. Louis, the River Kittens. And this all starts at 4 o'clock this Saturday, June 1st, in Michigan City at Washington State Park.
What's it called?
It's called Jammin' with Save the Dunes.
So what is Save the Dunes? What is that?
The money goes to saving the dunes, the Duneland area in Northwest Indiana. We have some great friends that have an organization called Dig the Dunes and Save the Dunes. And they get together and they do Jammin' with Save the Dunes. And they get all kinds of great acts to play. They have me come out and play and MC. And there are a ton, at least 20 craft breweries that are going to be there. And you can guess where we're playing. In the beer tent. So perfectly placed, Dave.
And how can people find out more about that? Is there a website?
They can go to eventbrite.com and check out Jammin' with Save the Dunes and get tickets. Tickets are $20 in advance and $25 day of in Michigan City this Saturday.
We're going to do some more live music after the news. We've got a couple minutes here, but this is just a left field question.
Yeah.
Are there a favorite brewery, a good brewery story, you know, an audience or a gig? How long have you been doing the breweries?
Boy, oh boy. I've been doing the breweries now for about 10 years.
Yeah, so is there a unique gig you had?
It really is cool, and it's something I absolutely love. We've had a bunch of great stuff. We got to play the 312 Urban Block Party that Goose Island puts on. And there was so many people there. I think they recorded 9,000 people at this thing. So that was pretty cool, under the name of craft beer. We love a place in Michigan City called Burnham Brewing, and I host a vinyl night there on Tuesdays. And all summer long, on Tuesdays from 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we spin vinyl, and then we have a live acoustic artist from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and it's all live original music, original craft beer. So, and this is every Tuesday we do this over there. It's a really fun, unique brewery, and it's a really good time. Zach Blackwood is one of the Burnham Brewing guys.
From Pepper in His Heart.
From Pepper in His Heart, yeah.
So you've been doing it for a while. Have you seen the craft brewing thing? You know, it's exploded, right?
You know, it's exploded, and it's amazing because I'm equating it with the explosion of vinyl as well. Like, all these things that I love that were, like, super small niche things have gotten really popular, and it's absolutely amazing to see. I'm like one of the happiest people on earth to see records come back because records went away, and for people to know what an IPA is. My sister loves IPAs and different kinds of beers. It's just a wider world now with all these craft breweries and record labels doing well again, and having live music out at these places too.
And weed is getting popular. Weed's going to be legal, so you can roll joints on your vinyl. It's all coming around,
right? I mean,
you guys like that, right?
Boat, man. You know, okay. A friend of weed's a friend indeed, Dave.
Only on Nocturnal Journal would you hear that. Okay, we're going to come back, and after the news, are you going to do Indiana Riverboat?
Yeah, let's go to the Riverboat. What
okay.
do you say?
All right, so don't go away. We're going to have more great music with Robert Rolf Feddersen and his band. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and in the Allstate Skyline studio, we have the Robert Rolf Feddersen Band. Thank you. Thank you. There's the big crowd. Introduce the band, Robert.
Angry Chibnowski on the violin and the fiddle. She does magic tricks. She spins around, and she'll either play the violin, or she'll spin around, and then it turns into a fiddle.
Okay.
So it's a live magic trick. Rick Hainline, a.k.a. Rick the Shadow, on bass guitar now. He plays acoustic guitar and bass guitar. And then, again, my lovely wife, Terry Ann Feddersen, on vocals and percussion.
Now, I'm going to have you set this song up. It's called Indiana Riverboat. This is from your latest CD. I didn't know you had nine CDs out. But this is from the one Pepper in His Heart. This is called Indiana Riverboat. Talk about this song and then take it away.
Okay. This song was inspired by my lovely wife, Terry Ann, who is a mad gambler. And this song was written from experience. Unfortunately, this is Indiana Riverboat. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Well, I took off my jacket, I took off my boots, I grabbed me a beer, and I took out my loot. I got one piece of paper, $700, and I'm going to the boat. I'm gonna press my luck, gonna float all my money, kiss it all away, cause I'm going to the riverboat. I'm gambling today, I'm on a riverboat. Indiana Riverboat. I'm a sucker for punishment, a sucker for the slots. I hit the wall for money and I'm hitting it a lot. I don't waste time on pie gal poker, but I entered me a raffle so I can win a smoker. I probably won't win cause I'm down on my luck, but I'm playing those slots, the one where I could win a truck. I'm on a riverboat. Indiana Riverboat. I'm on a riverboat, Indiana riverboat, floating on my money, kissing it away, cause I'm going to the riverboat, I'm gambling today. Hey! Well, I drink a lot of beer, they say you drink for free, but I spent all my money, hey, look at poor me. Monday, going back to the mill, cause I'm broke on Sunday, and I can't pay my bills. I floated all my money, and kissed it all away, cause I went to the riverboat, but not today. I'm on a riverboat, Indiana riverboat. I'm on a riverboat, Indiana riverboat. Floating all my money, kissing it away, cause I'm going to the riverboat. I'm gambling today. I'm on a riverboat. Indiana riverboat. I'm on a riverboat. Indiana riverboat. Putting all my money and kissing it away, cause I'm going to the riverboat. But Chicago, not today. Thank you.
Indiana Riverboat from Pepper in His Heart. Steve Albini.
Yes.
He doesn't, do we call him producer? He's not really, he doesn't use that title, does he?
You know what? He doesn't get mad about being called producer anymore. He's lightened up over the years, but he does prefer recording engineer.
Recording engineer, right.
Yeah, so on any album that you make with Steve, you're supposed to put recording engineer. If you don't, he's not thrilled about that because he always feels that the people making the music produce the music.
And so. Before, I want to get into him for listeners who may not know who he is, but do you ever play poker with him? He's quite a poker player.
Right? I would never play poker with Steve. He knows what he's doing.
He's he's a big shot poker player, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he won, to some degree, the World Series of Poker. Like, right. He went to Vegas and he won like over $100,000.
So tell the listeners about Albini, who he is, his credentials, and the way he records. I know I'll talk about recording live and all that.
Well, he's a pretty cool guy because the way Steve records albums is he gets the sound of the band, and mm-hmm. He doesn't give you all kinds of ideas of what you should sound like or what you should do. Fully formed bands, if they want to make great records, can go in and record albums with Steve because he's truly a sound engineer. He created a studio, and he is like truly a guy that knows what microphone needs to go on your guitar, on your violin, on your bass, on your voice, all that kind of stuff. A lot of people that record, I don't know if they're truly recording engineers, but Steve truly is. So you can go in there and make some great records, and you do record live. Normally, as a band guy here, we play live, and our band plays a lot, 100 plus shows a year, and we can go into a studio like that and be comfortable because we're all playing live together. And fortunately, Steve knows how to record that and turn it into a record.
And who else has he worked with?
Nirvana.
Right.
He recorded the In Utero album, mm-hmm. and the album initially got rejected by the label. And they ended up putting it out and sold like, how many millions and millions of copies. That really put him on the map big time. He's also recorded the Pixies, PJ Harvey, Cheap Trick. He had the Foo Fighters in his studio recently, and they did an HBO show called Sonic Highways.
Oh, yeah, right.
He started it out in Chicago with Steve, and it was really cool to see him on that show and just be Steve. Like, he starts out the interview burping very loudly into the microphone, and he's hilarious. Steve is somebody that I truly respect because he is someone that wants to teach you all the time. He's willing to give his knowledge and teach you anything you want to know about recording and about music, and he lectures all over the world, and he's somebody that freely gives his knowledge to you to make records, and he is also hilarious.
So, third album with him you've done.
Third album, yeah. I did American Loser with him after you had did the article on me getting held up and all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
So American Loser, and then we did a record in 2016 titled My Terry Ann, named after the woman sitting next to me here in the WGN studio, Terry Ann, and then now our newest one, Pepper in His Heart. So three full-length albums with him.
And how much of your stuff is on vinyl? You brought a vinyl in tonight, and some of this was pressed in Detroit. Talk about that with Jack White.
So three albums on vinyl, American Loser's on vinyl, My Terry Ann's on vinyl, and the latest one, Pepper in His Heart's on vinyl. And we decided after playing in Detroit that we would go and get our album pressed at Third Man Pressing. Terry Ann and I play a place called PJ's Logger House, and right around the corner is Third Man Records and Third Man Pressing, and they press 180 gram vinyl, and Jack White owns it. It's an incredible facility. Anybody can go to Third Man Records in Detroit and make a 45. He has a voiceograph booth from like the 1940s, and you can walk in this booth. Neil Young has done it. I've done it. My friend Steve Murray has done it. You can go in this booth and you sing a song, and it cuts you a 45 right there. It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
It's really cool. So I just thought with all the great things Jack White has done for vinyl, and after visiting his place in Detroit, I'm like, we need to get our album pressed at Third Man Pressing. So that's where we decided to go. We're very happy with it.
Now, you have, we're hearing some Irish influences and folk influences, but you have rock and roll roots. Now, Roe, In 1995, I was at the Sun-Times, and I kind of forgot about this. But
yeah.
Robert, you were in a rock band. Did you front the rock band, Loudmouth?
I did Loudmouth. I was the front man, and I did play guitar in the band, but lead singer. And Dave wrote.
I wrote this, and then we're going to take a break. I wrote, Loudmouth opens wide and jams supernaturally hard. Wow. Yes. I must have been at a craft brewery when I wrote that.
Must have been.
Yeah.
You were somewhere.
So you made the transition from rock into, but that's probably when I first talked to you, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it was. And the transition's been pretty seamless because everything I've ever written, be it hard rock or anything, has been on an acoustic guitar. So songs are staying in their natural form now, and they're not being, put to electric guitar. They're not being plugged into a Marshall stack with a raging drummer and all that stuff.
That's great. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back with a surprise, kind of a surprise cover, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so don't go away with more on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal with the Robert Rolf Feddersen Band in the Allstate Skyline Studio. You guys want to set up this special song? It's a cover, and it's also on the Pepper in His Heart record.
Yeah, this is the first song Terry Ann and I ever sang together, and it's Stop Dragging My Heart Around. And Terry Ann and I met in 1989 at Shurgard Storage on the south side of Chicago.
See, these stories are too good to be true. You meant a storage facility?
Yes, that's romantic.
Just crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, super romantic, right, Terry?
Well, wait a minute. What were you doing there? I mean,
we're rehearsing.
Oh, you're rehearsing?
My band Loudmouth was rehearsing.
In a storage place.
Yeah, and Terry was in a really bad band that used to come see us play. So so they came out to see us. They had this new singer, and the singer was Terry. And she was supposed to go to the rehearsal spot to meet my guitar player. And as soon as I saw her, I intercepted. I'm like, there's no way she's ending up with my buddy Kurt. There's no way. So I came up to Terry Ann, and I said, do you like beer? And that didn't go over well. She's like, yeah, I guess so. And I'm like, well, I know you're a singer. Do you know Stop Dragging My Heart Around by Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks? And she said, of course I do. Stevie Nicks is my favorite singer. So we played this song on September 30th, 1989. And we decided with making the new album that we would record it. And not only did we record the song, but Terry Ann has a very special tambourine there too. And whose tambourine is that,
This
Terry?
Is actually Stevie Nicks' tambourine from the dance tour.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
How'd you get that?
We got this. I got this when Bob was recording out in California with Loudmouth. His producer's best friend was a guy named Bruce. And as you know, when you record, it's very boring unless you're doing the recording. So Bruce and I went out to lunch, and we started talking music. I told him I sang, and I told him I loved Stevie Nicks. And the next day, he brought her tambourine to me at the studio because he is actually Mick Fleetwood's drum tech. And
you didn't know that?
No, I didn't. It looked so much prettier back then, but these are the original ribbons. It still glows in the dark, but it was from the dance tour.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Stop dragging my Stop dragging my
front door, same old line you used to use before. I said, hey, well, what am I supposed to do? I didn't know what I was getting into. So you had a little trouble in town. Now you're keeping some demons down. Stop dragging my heart around. Stop dragging my Stop dragging my It's hard to think about what you wanted. Hard to think about what you've lost. This doesn't have to be the big get even. This doesn't have to be anything at all. Dragging my heart around. stop dragging my hand.
Dragging my, dragging my.
Stop dragging my hand.
Dragging my, dragging my. There's people running around losing the world. They ain't got nothing better to do. Make a meal of summer bright kid. You need someone looking after you.
No, you really want to tell me goodbye. I know you really wanna be your own girl.
Baby, you could never look me in the eye. Yeah, you fucked with the weight of the words. Stop dragging my, stop dragging my, stop dragging my heart around.
Stop dragging my,
dragging my, dragging my.
Stop dragging my,
dragging my.
Dragging my,
dragging my, dragging my.
Stop dragging my
heart around. Oh. Stop, stop dragging my. Stop, stop dragging my. Stop dragging my heart around. Stop dragging my heart around. Hey, hey.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. That's so nice. That was really, really, really wonderful.
And appreciate that.
And Terry Ann.
Yes.
You're not a witch or anything either, right?
I am not a witch, no. But no, we're so excited to do that song, and we were thinking about it for a while. It just meant a lot to us for so many reasons. So, yeah, I'm really happy with how it turned out on the new album.
Okay.
And I'm really happy with this band here, too. Rick Hainline on bass guitar and guitar, Ingrid Shimnosky, and boy, oh boy, I have a great band, so I just want to put that out.
We got about 3 minutes. Can you do a quick twin spin? Can you play us out of the show?
Real quick,
give us your website, and then real quickly set up this last song.
www.robertralffederson.com, ROBERTROLFEFEDDERSCN, robertralffederson.com. And this song is a song about touring and playing in New York, and touring and playing in Detroit, and finding Detroit a much cooler place, in my opinion.
Okay, so thank you. This will be about a 3-minute tune. So thank you so much for coming in, you guys, on a holiday weekend. And thank you, Roel Coleman, for your production. And thanks, Dan Long, for the fine engineering. And we'll talk to you next week on Nocturnal Journal. And here is Detroit.
1, 2, 3, 4.
GB 99 with Queens of the Stone Age and friends of mine. Bowery Ballroom that year too, in the Garden, real I played that too. Tower Records had my CD, Godsmack's too, and Ozzy. Big old head in Times Square, now it's like I was never there. And New York City won't remember you, it won't remember me. When the wind blows through, yeah, New York City won't remember you, it won't remember me too.
Farther up the road, I guess, Albany was a stormy mess. Ithaca and Syracuse both gave me the homesick blues.
And New York City won't remember you, it won't remember me. When the wind blows through, yeah, New York City won't remember you, it won't remember me too.
In Detroit 2001 at Harpo's for the second time, COC and Godsmack too, all lit up with Buck Cherry dudes. Well, now I'm at PJ's place, the Logger House gave me some space. Corktown, I remember you, I hope you like this brand new tune. Detroit. Come on now.